And we are now live.
Okay, we will call the July 12th, 2021 Contract Committee meeting to order. And I will start with roll call. We know Emily's not here yet. Stephen?
Present.
And Michelle is present. I have no comments, so we'll just move straight into the business. Contract number 2017-01, Medical Transportation Management, Inc. And we'll go ahead and entertain any presentation comments and then discussions.
And I am getting staff pulled over right now. Bear with me 1 second here.
Hey, John.
Hi there. Good afternoon. I think the floor is yours, John. Oh, great. Sorry. I didn't know meeting had officially begun. So hello to members of the contract committee. I'm John Allen. I'm LTD's Accessible Services Program Manager. And today what I'm here to do is to solicit your approval to forward to the board a one-year contract extension for our contract for RideSource services. These are currently operated by Medical Transportation Management. So RideSource serves as our complementary paratransit service, which is a federal requirement to provide transportation for older adults and people with disabilities who are unable to use our fixed route buses. It is also our Medicaid transportation brokerage, and it's the umbrella for many of our grant-funded programs that benefit older adults and people with disabilities. I plan to present a full presentation going through all of our RideSource services at the upcoming board meeting this month. For purposes of our meeting here today, I'm just going to focus on the mechanics of the contract extension. So our current contract with Medical Transportation Management began in June of 2017 following a public procurement process. It would be set to expire on August 31st, 2021, unless an amendment granting an extension is authorized. So we've been pleased with the performance of RideSource, and our paratransit service has admirably served our community well throughout the pandemic. Normally, I'd be coming before you requesting a routine two-year extension to the current agreement. However, since 2017, there have been some fundamental changes in the ways that RideSource service is provided. Some of the most significant changes include Oregon Health Authority's addition of a second coordinated care organization in Lane County, so that's Pacific Source, which started on January 1st, 2020. And as we serve as Lane County's Medicaid transportation brokerage, LTD entered into agreements with Pacific Source to become responsible for providing non-emergent medical transportation for the membership, as we've already done with Trillium for many years now. One other significant change I wanted to mention was the Oregon legislature's passage of new coordinated care organization requirements known as CCO 2.0. These set new rules for Medicaid transportation brokerages such as ours, which include new transportation and reporting requirements, which we've been in the process of implementing. All of these changes were not part of the original scope of work that was bid when Medical Transportation Management was awarded this original contract. So our procurement team is advised that a new public solicitation is required. We plan to revise the scope of work accordingly and solicit bids for a new contract beginning in the following fiscal year. However, to continue current service uninterrupted while we pursue that procurement process, we will require a one-year extension, which is what is proposed in the enclosed resolution. Our current service provider would be welcome to bid on the upcoming solicitation, as would any other qualified organization. We come before the contract committee to request that this extension be forwarded to the board for approval later this month, which we would plan to accompany with a staff presentation on the services themselves. So I'm available if there are any questions about the contract or our intention to pursue a one-year extension to maintain services while we publicly bid the upcoming new contract for RideSource services.
Stephen, do you, yep, hands up. Stephen, go for it.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for that recap, John. Helpful. Just one question for this one-year extension. Are they requesting an increase in what they charge us?
It is a change in contracted amount. So the service itself, as I've mentioned, has changed. And so what we've asked is for a proposal to cover the services as we currently expect for the upcoming year. And that amount is as in the AIS in your packet. So the total would be estimated at the $8,027,695.48 for the upcoming 1 year period. And that is an increase from the services that were originally bid. However, it is to perform more work than was originally listed in the scope. So this is a mutually agreeable amount between LTD and Medical Transportation Management for the 1 year period. While we then solicit bids, which would include looking at, say, who can provide the best value at the lowest cost for an upcoming contract.
Thank you for that. And I apologize because my question was not as well crafted as it could have been. I saw that in the packet. What I'm asking, and I think a lot of this is basically a moot point because it's a one-year extension. It's not as if we have time to go out and solicit bids, but I'm just curious for the component that will be the new additional change in service agreement, the work that we're expecting them to do. Do you think their added cost strikes you and your team as a fair charge?
This would be a mutually agreeable one-year extension at the cost that's been quoted to us.
I'll take that as a yes. I'm good, Michelle. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'm good, too. I noticed the increase in costs, so thank you for clarifying where that's coming from. And with that, Stephen, do you want to move to push this forward?
I move to push this contract forward to the full board.
Okay, is that acceptable as he stated it, Camille?
Yes, that's just fine.
Okay, I will second that motion and that will mean we will move that one forward.
Thanks, everyone. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, thank you, John. Okay, next contract up for presentation, number 2020-153 with JLM Consulting.
Good evening. My name is Jake McCallum, Director of Transit Operations. Can everybody hear me? Just making sure.
Yes. You know,
brought me over. Great. I'm the Director of Transit Operations. I'm here today requesting the board approve to authorize the General Manager to execute a personal service contract with JLM Consulting. The current original JLM contract was entered into on September of 2020 for services of the interim Transit Operations Manager's duties due to the extended leave needs and the uncertainty of the timeline and or ability to return of the current transit operations manager. The current manager has been on extended leave since April of 2020. Several of the duties required have been included in the AIS. I will highlight just a few of these. Work with the transit director of operations to develop departmental goals. We have worked together, met with supervisors and temporary supervisors to move the departments I oversee to a stronger customer service focused team from the top level to the frontline employees. Ensure labor contract compliance and resolve grievances at the first level. JLM Consulting continues to work with employees to provide real solutions to issues and concerns before they're escalated. Assume director of transit operation duties in the event of an absence. This was crucial as the transit operations director was unexpectedly off work for a month and a half. JLM not only maintained managerial responsibilities, but also assumed the director responsibilities during this period. provide departmental leadership and coaching for staff, succession program, working to get key staff members in place to provide opportunities for support and career advancement. This allows operations department to have the ability to be self-sustainable in the event of unforeseen absences in the future. Serve on the labor management committee and promote effective employee relations, working together and collaborating with the ATU and working with HR on recruitment and disciplinary issues. I would also like to mention some of the current projects JLN Consulting is currently working on. And again, these are also included in your information. Bus safety pre-trip inspection program. We're also working on the replacement of the camera and surveillance system and bus radio system. JLM Consulting is also evaluating the safety concerns along routes that service the West 11th corridor. We're also updating handbook, evaluation forms, and other process and procedural improvements. So for the financial part of this, total compensation, this is a fixed price contract. The total possible compensation for the entire contract, including the 2 6-month extensions, is $149,000. In no event will the contractor exceed or authorize not to exceed amount of the contract without express written consent of LTD. Any services by the terms of the contract or that are performed without prior written authority from LTD will be considered as unauthorized and at the sole expense of the contractor. The contractor is required to provide on-site services for 3 weeks per month, 40 hours per week, with available after hours. Total compensation does include all the travel and living expenses related to the services being performed. At fiscal year end, the amount of spend of the contract is $116,000. The balance of the base contract is $33,000 for 2021-22. I would like to propose and ask for approval to extend the JLM contract to $200,000 or January 1st of 2022, whichever comes first. The need to extend this contract is based on uncertainty of the status of the current transportation operations manager resuming duties and ability to manage staff of over 200 employees in the operations department. Completion of the project assignments to JLM in absence of the current operations manager, an ability to potentially recruit for a permanent transit operations manager and have a smooth transition. Alternatives would be to deny approval of the contract. Duties would need to try and be absorbed by current staff or renew for a shorter time period. That concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Jake. Stephen, any questions?
I do, but you may go first if you have any.
Actually, I think mine were kind of covered in Jake's presentation, so go for it.
Thank you, Jake, for that recap. And I imagine you didn't mention or you didn't use the phrasing that John did, but this is a mutually agreed upon contract and you are comfortable with the scope and the pricing of it?
I am, Stephen, and the extension would not include any change to the current scope or pricing.
And obviously you're satisfied with the service that they've been giving us to date, that's come through, but I just like to ask that question specifically, that you and Mark are comfortable with it?
That's correct, yes. He has, this into contracting consultant has gone above and beyond my expectations.
Thank you very much.
Okay. No more questions, Stephen? You're good?
I am questioned out at the moment.
Okay. Then I will move to forward contract number 2020-153 to the Board of Directors with a recommendation for approval.
I guess I'm the only one to second it.
Well, there you go. One more contract approved to move forward, and we are on to the last one. Contract number 2021-15 with Noctel Communications. And Harry, if you have some comments or additional presentation, we are ready to hear it.
Yeah. Robin Mayall was going to give the presentation for this one. If we could pull her in, please, Camille. Great. Thank you so much.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you, Robin. Go for it.
Thanks. Hi, and good afternoon, meeting members of the contract committee. I'm Robin Mayall, the IT director here at LTD, and I will currently be the project coordinator for the Resilient Voice over Internet Protocol, or VoIP, system replacement project. And today I'd like to present the proposed contract number 2021-15 with Noctel. Technology has grown at a rapid pace since LTD first converted from our shared analog phone system to a voice over IP or VoIP system. New solutions that are available now can provide additional features, greater resiliency, guaranteed performance and uptimes, and reduced IT staff time to manage the system. After a thorough review, staff was more assured of guaranteed uptime for our system from a cloud-based VoIP system than other alternatives that we evaluated. Staff recommends that the board authorize the general manager to enter into a contract with Noctel for the purpose of meeting increased phone system metrics requirements and ensuring continuity of services in the event of a regional disaster. Our current phone system solution is susceptible to failure in the event of disasters, and it was identified as a crucial component in LTD's 2019 disaster recovery study. Unified Communications as a Service, which is also known as UCAS, is an established industry standard for vendor-hosted, internet-based phone systems that can help ensure continuity of services. LTD staff first investigated a partnership with Lane Council of Governments, LCOG, to meet our phone system demands, but we could not verify that their system would meet all of our requirements. We then worked with our procurement department to evaluate two vendors available on state contracts. These were Noctel Communications Incorporated and Ring Central. When combining system features and support, Noctel provided the best solution to meet the district's needs. The contract amount of $632,000 includes implementation services of $83,000 and the first year of license fees at an amount of approximately $110,000. Making upfront costs from the vendor of $193,000. LTD staff had already identified $250,000 in CIP funding under a 5307 technology grant for the initial licensing and implementation costs. Ongoing annual license fees, currently estimated at $110,000, will be included in future IT department MNS budget. Additionally, we are able to recognize some synergies and cost savings through this project by bringing it in at this point in time, in order to avoid required hardware updates that would be due with our current vendor if we were to continue using them. The existing contract for voice services that we will be replacing would have been approximately $90,000 per year, including all carrier charges and full vendor support. Not approving this contract would require finding an alternative path forward with our current aging system. Two identified alternatives include renewing the existing contract with Touchpoint and not upgrading the system. This would mean we would remain insufficiently covered in disaster recovery scenarios, and we may not be able to meet our required call center phone metrics. Or we could issue our own formal solicitation, an RFP, for the provision of these services. This would result in additional staff time to develop the solicitation documents. And additionally, the district would be delayed by approximately 6 months by resolving this solution. And that is all I have. So therefore, I propose that the contract committee pass proposed motion attached to this project's AIS.
Thank you, Robin. Stephen, any questions there?
I had a couple of soft ones, but you want to go first, Michelle, if you have any?
Nope, please go ahead.
First, Robin, thank you for that recap. Helpful. You touched on one point, which I would appreciate just a little bit of more detail on, because I think you made a very good judgment call, but I just want to understand it a touch better. You said by going with Noctowl and leaving our current provider, it allows us to sidestep some investment in aging hardware. Is that correct?
Correct, yes. Yeah, our current solution is an on-premise solution as we own the hardware, so we're responsible for replacing it, as it reaches its end of its useful life. And we would be moving to a cloud-based system, which would not entail hardware on LTD premises.
That sounds, again, like you made a very good call. So thank you for the recap, and I appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, if we have no more questions, I'm good to go. So I move to forward contract number 2021-15 to the Board of Directors with a recommendation for approval.
Second.
Okay. This contract will also move forward to the board for approval. Thank you all for your presentations and additional information. Very helpful in guiding us through this process. And that is all I think that we have to talk about. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Robin, again. Thank you, Colleen.
Thank you.
Wendy, Harry.
Okay. Thanks. So we will adjourn. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy the sun.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks, Stephen.
See you later.